بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أمامة السدي بن عجلان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ابن آدم إنك أن تبذل الفضل خير لك وأن تمسكه شر لك ولا تلام على كفاف وابدأ بمن تعول واليد العليا خير من اليد السفلى رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Umama Sudayy bin Ajlan radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O son of Adam, that you spend your excess wealth is better for you, and to withhold it is harmful to you. O man, your extra, your surplus wealth, that you spend it, you give it out in charity, it will be better for you. In other words, a person will get reward for it. وَأَن تُمْسِكَهُ شَرْهٌ لَكْ And if a person just hoards it, does not spend it, he's got spare, he's got extra, he's got surplus, he could help the poor, the needy, but he doesn't do so, he just hoards his wealth, then that will be bad for him, it will be harmful to him, he will not get any reward. In fact, in certain cases, the person will, it will be, he'll be accountable for holding back that wealth. وَلَا تُلَامُ عَلَىٰ كَفَافٍ However, a person who keeps back that amount of wealth that he will use for his requirements, on that he will not be reprimanded. Person needs money for to pay his rent, his water, his lights, whatever other needs he has. So obviously he will have to keep some of that wealth behind. On that the person will not be reprimanded. Then Rasulullah says, وَبْدَأْ بِمَنْ تَعُولُ When a person gives charity, he should spend, or when he's spending, he should spend on his dependents first. First, spend on those people who are your dependents, your family, your kith and kin. And وَالْيَدُ الْعُلْيَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الْيَدِ السُّفْلَى The upper hand is better than the lower hand. And this hadith has been explained previously, that the one who is giving in the path of Allah, he's spending in the path of Allah, he's helping the poor, the needy and others, then that hand, the upper hand, the giver, is better than the one who is begging and asking for wealth. وعن أنس رضي الله عنه قال ما سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على الإسلام شيئا إلا أعطاه. As that Anas radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah was never asked anything in the name of Islam except that he gave the person. So any person in the name of Islam came and asked and begged Rasulullah for anything, immediately he would give the person. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُ رَجُلٌ فَأَعْطَهُ غَنَمًا بَيْنَ جَبَلَيْنِ Once a man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked for assistance, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him that amount of sheep that filled the space between two mountains. فَأَعْطَهُ غَنَمًا So much of sheep, whole flock of sheep, that filled the whole valley between two mountains. فَرَزَعَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ This man went back to his people. فَقَالَ And he said, يَا قَوْمِ O people, أَسْلِمُوا Accept Islam. فَإِنَّ مُحَمَّدًا يُعْطِي عَطَاءَ مَنْ لَا يَخْشَى الْفَقْرَ Because this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is such a person, or he gives, like a person who does not fear any poverty. He gives generously, and he does not hold back anything. He has given so much. وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجُلُ لَيُسْلِمُ مَا يُرِيدُ إِلَّا الدُّنْيَا In the beginning, there were many times when a person would accept Islam solely for the purpose of dunya, so that he may gain from the booty, from the spoils of war, or somebody might give him some charity. So his whole purpose was just to get some dunya. فَمَا يَلْبَثُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا But very shortly after that, حَتَّى يَكُونَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا عَلَيْهَا Then Islam will become more beloved to him than this world and whatever is in it. So originally, initially, the man may have accepted Islam for worldly reasons so that he may get more. But after seeing the reality and the beauty of Islam, the simplicity of Islam, the generosity of the Muslims and how and the teachings of Islam and Iman came into his heart, he realized how important deen is and deen and Islam became more beloved to him than the entire world and whatever it contains. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal and to spend on the needy and those who are and the poor. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhiru da'wan. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.